And joining me right now here on the Mark Moses Show for a Friday to go over the weekend fish report is my main man, Damon with spacefish.com. Damon, how you doing today?
What is up, brother? Living the dream, man. How's it going, Mark?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Tell us about fishing for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, buddy. It's on like Donkey Kong. So last week, the weather was just, it was tough. It got real windy for the weekend. So obviously the Central Florida Shootout fishing tournament is this weekend again. What they did is they fished the inshore portion last week, but it was too windy to get offshore. So now we're fishing the offshore portion on Saturday. So it's a go, which is exciting. So you're going to be able to fish. And if you fished inshore the week before, you can't fish inshore again. That's done. But you can fish offshore this weekend if you still want to get offshore and maybe even have a chance to catch some more fish to put on the board. So since we're talking about offshore, man, this week we've had a great weather window this week. Low winds, calm seas, and the fishing has been nothing short of fantastic offshore. And I expect that to continue on Saturday for this tournament. And I'm really excited to see, you know, what's going to hit the boards this weekend. I think there's going to be a lot of fish weighed in both locations, both Sebastian and Port Canaveral, which is really, really exciting. So if we're talking about offshore, man, so let's start out on the reefs. So 8A Pelican and some of the surrounding reef structure around there, the bottom bite has been really, really good. You're catching a lot of different species, lane snapper, mangrove snapper, mutton snapper, red snapper. Obviously, we can't keep red snapper. Trigger fish, any of those species that meet the minimum size requirements can go in the box, right? And you can bring those home, which is awesome. And they're all great fish to eat. Grouper season opened up May 1st. So in the last couple days, there's been some really, really nice gag grouper and red grouper caught and brought back to the docks, which is super exciting to see. Great fish to catch, great fish to eat. So that'll make for an exciting weekend as well. If you're going to troll on the reefs, obviously, you know, dragon baits up in the top of the water column, the kingfish bite has been really consistent. So they've got some really good kingfish going on. There's some really, I mean, when I say nice, I mean good size blackfin tuna mixed in with those. And there's been some sailfish caught, which is very common when you're out there targeting that area as well, which is awesome. The dolphin, the mahi-mahi are here, man. The last few days, we've had a lot of people catching some good dolphin. We've seen a couple big ones, but most of them are in that small to average size range, but they're catching a number of them, which is really, really good to see. So the dolphin are there. Those are you can catch them on the reefs. You can catch them in 80 feet of water if that's where they're at. But typically, you're going to start trolling a little past the reefs for those. I usually, if I'm going out, if I see something that looks fishy, like scattered weeds or a rip, and what a rip is like, just a change in the water where maybe the waves look like they're going this way, but the water maybe looks slick or there's a temperature break right there. Stop and fish those areas. Troll those areas because I can't tell you how many fish I've caught just blind trolling areas that look fishy is what we call it. So look for those types of things. And last but not least, when we talk about offshore, the other side, we call that the other side of the Gulf Stream. You're running 80, 90, 100 miles east to the other side of the Gulf Stream, and you're basically looking for birds that are diving on these bait balls, and these big yellowfin tuna and a lot of other species have this bait pushed to the top of the water. And we've had a really good run on yellowfin tuna the last really month for the folks that can get out there and do it. So offshore is just the spot to be right now, weather permitting, of course. So super excited that that's going to coincide with the people fishing the tournament this weekend. I can't wait to see what's going on there. Nearshore, so fishing along our beaches and around our inlets, Captain Jim Ross said that they're catching a lot of really, really nice fish right now. And not just nice fish, but like good fish to bring home to eat. And his clients are loving it. Triple tail, black drum, whiting, pompano, snook, big margates. They're catching all that right now off the beach. Fishing from the beach, like fishing off our beach and out off the surf, has been really consistent. The whiting bite has still been really good. They're still catching pompano. Not quite the numbers they were the last couple of weeks, but the couple of weeks previous before that big win. But they're still getting some decent pompano. There's some black drum mixed in. And the shark fishing off the beach has been really consistent, too. So a lot of good stuff to fish for off the beach. Our lagoons, so all of our lagoons, Mosquito Lagoon, Banana River Lagoon, Indian River Lagoon, both north and south, have been really consistent. Particularly the early morning trout bite, if you want to throw top waters for trout, that's a great way to start the day. But we had a report saying that some of these bigger fish, like the bigger trout and the bigger snook, they've noticed them kind of move off these mud flats, and they're more on these like hard sandy bottoms. And they're also finding some of these snook way back in these mangrove pockets, like on the edges of these mangrove roots. And a great way to just kind of work those areas is a 4-inch Z-Man paddle tail, a 3/16 jig head, and just cruise and cast, man. Look for bait. Obviously, that's what you want to find. If there's bait there, chances are the bigger fish are going to be there too, and that's a great way to target species in the inlet. And last but not least, Headwaters Lake, south end of our county, our bass fishing mecca. It's becoming a world-renowned mecca, bass fishing mecca, which is really exciting to see. Captain Kenny Haas, which charters almost exclusively on that lake, he said he had a group of clients that he took out, and they decided to throw live shiners or fish live shiners, and they caught over 60 bass on that trip, which is unbelievable. And he said they had some really good luck throwing topwater lures, too. So this time of the year, Mark, this mid-spring, you know, it's just a phenomenal time to fish here on the Space Coast. So get out there and fish this weekend. The weather's going to cooperate. So get out there and make it happen, Captain.
Very nice. We're talking here with Damon with spacefish.com, going over the weekend fish report. You brought up the Central Florida shootout. How'd the party go last Friday night?
Man, party was a blast, dude. Party was lit. A lot going on. A lot of great raffles. A lot of great people. So it was stellar as usual.
So they started last weekend, but how long is the shootout going for?
So typically what we do is that we have the captain's party on a Friday night, and then we follow with the tournament on Saturday. So we still had the captain's party last weekend, but we couldn't fish the offshore portion of the tournament because of the wind. We did the inshore portion of it. So we bumped that portion back to this weekend. So how that's going to work is so we're going to fish the offshore portion on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's still going to have the two weigh-in locations, the north and south weigh-in location, Sunrise Marina, Port Canaveral, Captain's Hiram down at Sebastian Inlet. And then Sunday at Captain Hiram's is when we're going to do the awards. So we're going to fish Saturday and then turn around the very next day on Sunday and do the awards and give away all the prizes and give away that Pathfinder, draw the winner for that Pathfinder, which is going to be awesome. We're doing that on Sunday down at Captain Hiram. And that usually kicks off around 11 o'clock. That runs from about 11 to 3, from 11 to 2:30, 11 to 3. We give that boat away last, and there's going to be a ton of awesome raffle prizes there. So even if you're not fishing and you didn't weigh a fish, just come hang out, man. Have a couple drinks, eat some food, and try to win some raffle prizes, and who knows, you might win that boat.
That is really cool, man. We're here with Damon with spacefish.com. Well, your Orlando Magic, they have a big game 6 Friday night at the Kia Center. Are you and your boys going to be watching and rooting on the Magic? That's a question.
Oh, you know it, man. You know it. So holy moly, we were hooting and hollering for that game night before last,
yeah.
And I thought they were going to get that game in Cleveland, and it just didn't bounce their way at the end. A couple more free throws, a couple more buckets during those transitions would have turned that game, and it just goes to show you how every bucket, every free throw matters, man. But, dude, we believe in Magic, baby. Like back in the 90s, let's go Magic. It's exciting to be rooting for them like this again, man. I'm so fired up.
Are you there with your sons watching the game, and then you're talking about like, oh man, I once saw Shaq in his convertible in downtown Orlando. Like, if you told them that story,
every time we watch the Magic game, hey, did you guys know? Hey man, did you guys know that I saw Shaq one time in downtown Orlando? Oh, I tell him every time. Yeah, Dad, we know. We heard the story. He said, "What's up to me?" Yeah, we know, Dad. He said, "What's up to you?" I tell him all the time, Mark.
You're so funny. You're like, you know, boys. I used to be really cool, right? I'd go out all the time. I was awesome. Sure you were, Dad. Okay, Boomer. Is that what happens?
All right, Boomer. Yeah, exactly.
Do your sons, who do they root for? Do they like Paolo? Do they like Franz Wagner? Who are they rooting for?
Yeah, man, all those guys. And they're big Jonathan Isaacs fans, too. So just the whole group of them, man. I tell you what, and that's what's neat about Paolo's awesome. He is. He's everything that I think we were hoping for when we drafted him, which is amazing to see. But collectively, they are a good team, and even deep, fairly deep in the bench too, man, which is exciting to see. So all those guys, even coming off the bench, it's just fun to root for them because they're just a fun team to watch. It's not just the Paolo show. Like, he's a big part of it. Don't get me wrong. And then he is fun to watch, and he made some amazing shots, and he has been. But like, he's got a really good surrounding cast too, which is so much fun. And just the energy. It's a young team, and the energy is just,
yeah,
it's high, man. It's just, they're just fun to watch.
Are you guaranteeing a win Friday night?
Oh, that's a tough question. I'm doing it. Put it in the books. I'm guaranteeing a win at home on Friday night. We're going to take it back to Cleveland and take it away from them in Cleveland, game 7.
Put it in the books, Damon. He says game 6 win, and then we're going game 7 on Sunday. The question before that is, should we go fishing this weekend, buddy?
Oh, buddy, it is wide open this weekend. Yes, it's going to be a great weekend, a really nice weekend. So get out there and fish.
Damon, thanks for your help and have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy. You too.